forever.
Welcome to another episode of Best Show Bests, the greatest hits of the best show, with me, your host, Tom Sharpling. If you like what you hear, make sure you join us every Tuesday night on Twitch at 6 p.m. Pacific for a brand new episode of the Best Show, featuring callers, celebrity guests, live music, and plenty of surprises. Enjoy!
Now, speaking of the Rolling Stones, I actually saw the new issue of Rolling Stone had on the cover it's like the children of rock stars, like second generation. The children of rock stars are on the cover of Rolling Stone this month, or this bi-weekly, sorry. And it had kids, like it had Garfunkel's kid, Paul Simon's kid, and there were a couple, I think it had both Jagger and Richards' kids on the cover. And it's kind of funny hearing them talk about, we're like a society of unto ourselves. Our parents were rebels. What do the children of rebels rebel against? And then it's just like, okay, I understand that might be a problem. I think that problem might be offset by the fact that you didn't have to worry about money in your house. Things like that did not enter the equation. Money, not a problem. You also were hanging out with the famous people when you were a kid. 201-209-9368 is the number. If anybody saw the Rolling Stone cover or read the article, it's also weird how much the kids look like the parents. Except for Stephen Stills' son kind of looks like... It kind of looks like Jay Moore. FMU, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi. I'll tell you one person who should have been on the cover of that Rolling Stone issue, but isn't.
Who's that?
The great Bob Bogle Jr.
Bob Bogle?
Yeah.
Bob Vogel?
Bogle, B-O-G-L-E.
Who is Bob Bogle Jr.?
Yeah. Well, he's Bob Sr.'s son, idiot.
Well, I guess that brings to mind the next question. Who is Bob Bogle Sr., idiot? He's so quick with the... I guess everybody thinks around here they can just call me names, like I'm just some kind of punching bag. You can just, call me a name if you want. I'm sitting here trying to do my show, talk about a cover of Rolling Stone, and you call up and you're yelling at me already.
I'm sorry.
Well,
but seriously,
who is Bob Bogle
Sr.? You seriously don't know.
I seriously don't know, no.
Have you ever heard of a band called The Ventures?
Sure.
Bob Bogle co-formed The Ventures.
Okay.
Yeah. He's my old man.
What do you mean?
Bob Sr. is my dad.
Bob Sr. is your... Okay. Well, so that's why you wondered why Bob Bogle Jr. wasn't on the cover.
Well.
Because you are Bob Bogle Jr.
Maybe not.
You just said he's my old man.
All right, I am. Why?
Well, it's a little disingenuous to all of a sudden say, hey, you know who should have been on the cover was Bob Bogle Jr. when you are Bob Bogle Jr.
All right, guilty. Sorry.
I mean, well, it's all right. I'm just...
thank you, Sahib. Thanks a lot for making that all right.
Sahib? Yeah. What's that supposed to mean? I'm some kind of...
I'm just PO'd.
About what, that you're not on that cover?
Yeah, I mean, I'm way more successful than those other kids, Rufus Wainwright and Sean Lennon.
Really?
Yeah.
You're more successful than Rufus Wainwright?
Oh, hell yeah.
How? I mean, I have not heard of you.
Well, I've got a very successful act that tours a lot. We do a lot of business.
The Bob Bogle Jr. Band, or what is it called?
The Ventures.
You're in The Ventures?
Yeah.
So Bob Bogle Jr. is in The Ventures.
Yeah, I'm in...
Because I know The Ventures tour around.
Oh, yeah, that's a different Ventures.
Which Ventures is that?
That's the Ventures. My band's called The Ventures, featuring Bob Bogle Jr.
The Ventures featuring... So it's The Ventures or The Ventures featuring Bob Bogle Jr.
Yeah, it's great. My band's better.
Now, who's in the one that's just called The Ventures?
You know, my dad, Noki Edwards. Unfortunately, Mel Taylor passed away, so they have a new drummer. So it's the two guys that founded it.
Uh-huh. The two guys that founded The Ventures. And what makes your band better, though?
We just have more of a spunk to our thing. We're just better. We're better musicians.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So, like, if I go to see The Ventures, the original one, I'm seeing two of the three guys who started The Ventures.
Yeah, just kind of like, you know, you can hear their bones creak, though, when they play.
You're taking a shot there.
Well, my dad and I aren't on the best terms.
Okay.
I should say I'll come clean with that.
Uh-huh. And what kind of, well, if they're up there doing their hits and you know.
Yeah, we do all the hits, too.
Uh-huh. So is that what a Bob Bogle Ventures show is, Bob Bogle Jr. show is like?
Right. Well, yeah, I mean, it's similar to what they're doing, but it's better, and it's got this whole different sort of thing to it. Like a typical set for us will be, you know, we come out, we're introduced, you know, please welcome international stars, makers of, you know, 100-odd hits, The Ventures, and we come out and we'll, you know, open with Walk, Don't Run, Hawaii 5-0, Perfidia, you know, and then we'll do the seminar, and then we'll finish up with the grand finale.
What you'll do the seminar. What is the seminar?
Oh, yeah, we do a little seminar in the middle.
What do you mean by what do you mean by a seminar?
You know, we kind of hype the product.
What product? The Ventures?
Oh, the water fountains.
What are the water fountains?
The Cool Right water fountains.
What? You really lost me here. What is that?
Oh, well, I'm a salesman for the Cool Right water fountain company in Bellingham, Washington.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So you...
We talk about the product in the middle of the show.
The water fountains?
Yeah.
So, like, the show's going on.
Right.
And I'm in the audience. I'm watching The Ventures featuring Bob Bogle Jr.
Yeah, you're watching me strum my bass.
Uh-huh. And then all of a sudden, after a few songs, you what? You stop?
Well, by that point, I'm not even wearing the bass anymore. I'm kind of just, like, bopping around the stage with my tambourine. And then we stop, and then I start talking about the product.
Uh-huh.
You know, trying to really hype it, really sell it.
Trying to sell the product, the water fountains.
Yeah.
What kind of water fountains?
Excuse me?
Like, when you say water fountains, what do you mean?
You know, the kind, like, if you were to go into, like, any sort of public building, you know, like a court or a town hall, you'd see a water fountain, a freestanding fountain, or maybe even a wall-mounted model.
Yeah.
That's what we sell.
So you sell them from the stage?
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean? It's like, would you just have a model up and see who'll buy one?
Yeah, we have like a couple little models that we bring up that aren't to scale and aren't fully functioning, but yeah, we'll do that. We'll talk about that, and a couple members of the band will come down and they'll pass out literature.
Really?
Yeah.
This is during a rock show.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. And they'll be handing out the literature, and I'll be talking about stuff like the Versa filter.
What is the Versa filter?
The Versa filter is sort of like a space age kind of filtering device that is real new with our with the Coolrite brand, and it's we're all very excited about it. And I try to bring that zeal, that excitement to the venue where we're performing.
Uh huh.
You know, I talk about the triple O ring seal and how that ensures no bypass.
Well, I'm sure that's very interesting to anybody who is interested in water fountains.
Oh, it's great. You know, a lot of times people are really excited when they hear about the unique formulation of the powdered red carbon.
Well, but look, I'm sure people who are interested in water fountains are very interested in that. But what about people who are just coming to hear music?
Well, I can tell that they're sort of surprised, but after a couple of minutes, you can tell that they're really into hearing about the patented lead reduction media for high-performance filtration.
Uh-huh.
My dad certainly doesn't bring that to his show.
I'm sure he doesn't. But again, that's not exactly something. If I bought a ticket to a venture show,
right,
I really don't want to hear about water fountains.
Oh, but you're going to hear about it, and that's totally implied.
Implied?
Yeah.
What's implied?
Well, upon entrance, you know, it says that on the on a sign on the stage.
It says what?
That this is actually not an official kind of rock and roll show. It is more of an appliance seminar.
An appliance seminar?
Yeah.
So you're just pretty much booking. You're getting people to pay to come to a thing where you're selling water fountains.
Oh, but they get the best of both worlds. They get the good time music of the Ventures, and they also get talk about the Versa filter and the Cool Fit filtration systems and the F-120 and the F-72.
Wow, I mean that really sounds like a. I would say that if I was to buy a ticket, I would feel cheated. Though.
No, you'd feel cheated if you went and see my old crappy dad's band.
Uh-huh, because what they just go up and play songs.
Oh, he doesn't know what he's doing. Oh, well, the songs they do stink, you know. They don't even have the lyrics in them.
Well, what do you mean? None of the Venture songs have lyrics.
Yeah, I know. That was sort of the downfall of the band, as far as I could tell. And I always got on my dad about that, and
uh-huh.
That was one of the initial problems with our relationship.
Well, I mean, that was part of the appeal of the Ventures, is that they...
Well, you're really missing out if you don't hear the lyrics. Like, we have lyrics to Walk, Don't Run.
Really? You
yeah.
do?
Yeah, I'll give you a little sample if you'd like.
I would love to hear
okay.
that.
Well, you know the melody, right? It's...
Sure. Yeah, it's a classic song.
Exactly. Well, you know, the lyrics go like this. Walk, don't run, you're going too fast now. Try to slow down and make it last now. What you need is a long drink of new cool water.
Wow. So you just are turning songs like Walk, Don't Run into just commercials for your...
Oh, it's not a commercial at all. It totally fits the vibe to it. You ought to hear our version of Hawaii 5-0.
Uh-huh. How does that go?
Well, you know the melody for that.
Sure.
Would you hum it?
Hawaii 5-0 is... Right?
Yeah. Well, the lyrics go like this. He's the greatest surfer that you've ever seen. He rides those waves with the greatest of ease. And when he's dying of thirst, he drinks from the fountain that's first. That's Coolrite. The name is Coolrite.
So now you've taken the song Hawaii 5-0 and made it about a thirsty surfer.
Well, yeah, I think that's what it was originally about.
I think
I just say that my My dad hates what we're doing. He hates having lyrics.
That is not a shock, even a little bit.
Well, I hate him.
You hate your dad.
I've hated him most of my life.
Uh-huh. Why is that?
He wouldn't send me to military school.
He wouldn't send you to military school?
No.
Where did he send you?
He sent me to this hippie kind of enclave.
Uh-huh.
He was always trying to get me to wear fringe.
Uh-huh. And you wanted a little more discipline.
I crave the discipline. I still do.
Ugh, that sounds horrifying.
I wanted to wear loafers and Oxford shirts.
Yeah, and he wouldn't let you?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I would say, well, let me just ask, are you the one singing the songs with the Ventures?
Oh, no.
Who's singing the songs?
Reggie does.
Reggie?
Yeah.
He's the singer?
He's more like a ringer. He doesn't actually work for Cool Right, but I hired him. I saw him playing at a bar one night, and I knew he'd be the perfect addition.
But he's not a ringer. Oh, he is a ringer.
Yeah.
But that implies that other people are not ringers.
No, they work for the company also, but they have musical talent. I don't. Like I said, I strum the bass.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You strum it?
Yeah.
Usually people kind of pick at one string.
Yeah, that's a little bit out of my league. I just kind of strum it with my thumb.
So there's not another bass player on stage, is there?
Well, of course there is, yes. Why?
Because you're not even playing it then. So another guy is like doing all the playing.
Yeah.
You're up there strumming the bass. Then you said you take off the bass and you shake the tambourine and bop around.
Yeah, yeah. It really brings it up. Look, I'll be honest. I really don't like music that much at all, really.
Uh-huh. But your passion is more what?
Well, I've actually got to my name. I think I have one CD.
One CD?
Yeah.
What CD is that?
Sell, Sell, Sell.
So that's like a motivational thing?
Yes, by Raymond Felton.
Raymond Felton.
Yeah, one of the sales gurus from IBM.
Okay. Yeah. So that he's like an idol of yours?
Oh, definitely, yes. Yeah.
And he has encouraged you to sell water filters.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
You mentioned what a typical show was like. Like I said, we'll do the opening tunes, and then we'll do the seminar for about an hour and a half.
Uh-huh.
And then we'll do the grand finale and actually you mentioned what you felt was the misrepresentation.
Sure.
Of it, and
I still do feel it is.
Oh, well, I think you're sadly mistaken. The poster actually says, whatever you do, don't miss the star-studded encore.
Uh-huh. What is the star-studded encore?
Well, we play those same songs that we started with.
Yeah.
But the band are wearing these shirts with studs on them, and when the light hits the studs, it looks like stars.
Wow, that is... So that's star-studded.
Yeah. In its truest sense.
In its most fraudulent sense.
Oh, no, it's not.
I mean, star-studded implies that stars are going to come up and play with you.
Oh, no, it doesn't. No, it said it right there that it was star-studded, and that's what you get. My dad hates that, too. He thinks that that's a ripoff.
I'm with your dad on that one. If I had to pick, I would definitely see your dad's show over yours.
Oh, you got to be kidding. My dad and I have been feuding for quite a while.
Well, that's not my problem.
Well, he once badmouthed me in Telstar.
What do you mean?
It's a Ventures fanzine.
He badmouthed you in it.
Yeah.
What was he saying?
Well, he just said, basically what I said, that he thinks that my band's a ripoff and that... it's sullying the name of the Ventures and
Well, how are you even clear to play under the name The Ventures?
I'm sorry, that's a legal gray area, but I do, and he's not gonna.
So it just says The Ventures.
Well, no. Like I said, it says The Ventures. That's in kind of the normal font, and then have you ever heard of this font called Microcase?
No.
Yeah, it's tiny. It's really tiny. You know, the various points of font.
Uh-huh. Yeah, like 2, like 12 point, 14 point.
Yeah, this is like a new font size. It's called 0.000002.
So it's really small.
Yeah, and so under the Ventures, it says Bob Bogle Jr.
Uh-huh.
So it's out there, you know. I don't know what your problem is with it.
So it says Bob Bogle Jr. underneath. So people think they're going to see the Ventures, but then it says Bob Bogle Jr. underneath.
Well, the Jr. is an even a smaller font.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So you're just ripping people. You know you're ripping people.
Well, you sound like you're with my dad on that, you know.
Yeah, I am with your dad.
Well, you just better hope that I don't do to you what I did to my dad.
Well, what did you do to your dad?
I called the FBI on him.
You called the FBI on your dad. Why would you do that?
Well, you know, like I said, I was PO'd about the whole Telstar thing. You know, we had this feud going back and forth in the pages of the Ventures zines.
Uh huh.
You know, which was kind of, you know, it wasn't funny, but I think it was really entertaining. You know, and I, my fanzine of choice is Let's Go.
Let's Go, which is what?
That's a song also, you know? Dum, 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 dum. Let's Go.
Sure, I know that song.
Yeah, the Cars ripped it off later on.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So basically, I called the FBI on my dad. I told them that he had a collection of severed human heads hanging in his crawl space.
Wow. So obviously, he got raided or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Definitely, yeah. And that came on the heels of also telling the FBI that my dad was always making threats against then Secretary of Commerce Philip Klutznik.
So you said your dad was making it. Well, that's horrible.
It was back in '79.
Uh huh. So you had no problem just ruining your father.
Well, I also told him that he was operating a brothel.
And he wasn't, I'm sure.
No.
So you lied to the FBI.
Why?
Well, that's a federal offense.
I never got in trouble. He never pressed charges.
I'm searching here online.
Oh, please.
Ventures and Bob Bogle Jr.
It'll probably take you right to Cool Right.
Well, it's taking me to a thing here, and it just says, okay, here it is. It says The Ventures. And I can see the small thing that says Bob Bogle Jr.
Yeah, some people say that it looks like it's sort of like ant droppings.
It kind of does. But I'm even seeing, it says, is that a little something before Ventures? Like, is that like ad?
Yeah.
Like the Adventures?
Yeah.
The Adventures, and it says something after Adventures. What does that say? I can't even read it. It's so small.
In the water fountain trade.
Yes. Wow. I still can't even read that. The Adventures in the Water Fountain Trade with Bob Bogle Jr. So that's how you get away with playing these shows?
Well, that's also the name of my new book.
That's the name of your book.
Yeah, sort of like a memoir. I taught you all about my life as a fountain wizard.
Oh, so this is the name of your band and your book.
Yeah. Why? It's also going to be a movie.
How is this going to be a movie?
It totally plays like a movie. I get into all my good and bad points, my struggles with alcoholism and extreme violence.
Extreme? Oh, great. Yeah.
Well,
so
it's my dad's fault.
Why is it your dad's fault?
Well, he made me so out of control that my hatred for him boiled over into other aspects of my daily life. Like, I'd often just walk down the street punching random people.
Wow. Well, yeah. That's very violent.
I once punched one of the guys in the Del Fuegos.
Why?
I didn't even know it was him.
I mean, they seem like pretty decent guys.
Well, he was wearing a fringe jacket, and I guess it kind of just...
Just brought up
definitely,
images of your father.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hey, are you? What is your? Are you a married man?
Oh no. You know, I'm not. I gotta say, I'm not really that interested in that sort of thing. I find you can't really move water coolers, you know, and fountains if you're always thinking about the bedroom.
Uh huh. So you can't move. So the gets in the way of selling water fountains.
Yeah, but I do have five kids.
So that and who are they with?
Well, there was it's actually with five different women.
Oh, there's a shocker.
Well, don't be a jerk. Come on. Three of them were fans of the band, and two of them were fans of the water fountain.
Okay. So you ended up... So you have five kids with five different women, which is a little irresponsible.
Hey, you don't judge me. I judge you.
You judge me.
That's right.
Okay, well, judge me. What do you judge me to be?
Well, I judge you to be a loudmouth. You think you know it all. And I'll tell you what I sentence you to.
What?
A strong, intense fountaining.
What? I think I even know what a fountaining is, but I just want to hear you say it.
I don't think you know where you get fountained, though, do you?
Tell me.
It's not in your mouth.
Ugh, I don't want to know about
okay.
it. Hey,
I knew you didn't want to know. I said, it's not in the mouth.
You are... I don't even know why I bother with you.
Oh, jeepers, now my feelings are hurt.
Uh-huh. Your feelings are hurt? No, you're being sarcastic, obviously.
You know what? If I find out that you have a cool right fountain in that radio station,
yeah,
it's going to get taken out.
Oh, jeepers, I'm scared now.
Oh, you just don't know when to quit, do you?
You're the one who's trying to perpetrate some fraud. You're mad you're not on the cover of Rolling Stone. You don't even like music.
I've had it with you. You know what?
What?
I'm going to break out the P760.
What is that?
That's the extra strength fountain.
For the fountaining?
Yep.
Yeah, you know, why don't you...
Do you know where you get fountained?
Where?
It's not in the mouth.
I heard that already. Oh, you're so... You're,
cool?
What?
Cool.
No, you're not cool. You're a dirtbag.
You're just jealous because your dad isn't as cool as my dad.
Well, my dad, admittedly, my dad is not cool. But you hate your dad. Why do you... So you're bragging about
doesn't
him
keep
now?
Me, that doesn't keep me from using him.
Of course it doesn't. I hope your dad shuts this thing down once and for all.
I'm going to shut you down.
You're going to shut me down?
Yeah, with a torrent of cool water into something that isn't your mouth.
Yeah, you said that five times already. You know what I notice here on your website? That
what?
You have thing where people can put their reaction, like what?
Like a bulletin board?
No, it's not a bulletin board. Like a customer comment thing.
Oh yeah, the testimonial section.
Yes.
All the good stuff people say about us, I love it all.
Well, maybe I'll write something bad in there.
Oh, you better not.
I better not?
Yeah.
Why?
Because you're going to get fountained.
Get fountained. Okay.
Yeah.
And is it in my mouth?
No.
Okay. Wow. That's.
You know where it is?
Not in my mouth.
Right.
Yeah. You're a dirt.
The Best Show is produced in partnership with the Forever Dog Podcast Network. The show is hosted by Tom Sharpling and features John Worster, Michael Lisk, Jason Gore, and Pat Byrne. The show is produced and written by Jason Gore, Pat Byrne, Michael Lisk, Brett Davis, John Worster, and Tom Sharpling. The Best Show is executive produced by Tom Sharpling, Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. Co-executive produced by Jason Gore and Pat Byrne, segment producer Michael Lisk. The show is engineered and mastered by Andrew Gleason and Wesley Knapp. Graphic design, video editing, and social media by Brett Davis. Website and technical support by Martine Sellis. And the show is recorded at Forever Dog Studios in Los Angeles. Support The Best Show on Patreon over at patreon.com/thebestshow. And follow us on YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Best Show for Life. That's Best Show 4 Life. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.